It's 12:45. You're listening to Intermezzo on 90.7 KRWG. It's my pleasure to welcome a cast member and the director of a production of The Pirates of Penzance by Gilbert and Sullivan that's going to be staged this weekend and next weekend at the Atkinson Recital Hall on the NMSU campus. This is the Starlight Children's Theater Company. Ginger Scarborough Anderson is the director, and we also have Alyssa Gose, who's playing the role of Mabel. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
We're hoping to have a third person come in shortly. Let's start with Alyssa, since we just heard Poor Wandering One. You get to play Mabel. And tell us about this role. Let's give a little brief synopsis here. We've got a young pirate. This story should be performed in Anthony on Leap Year Day, since we have here the capital of February 29th. Frederick, who is in love with Mabel and is supposed to get out of his apprenticeship or enslavement with these pirates on his 21st birthday, and then finds out that he has to still do it for another 60-something years, right? Isn't that what happens? And you, Mabel, have to wait for him for all those years.
Well, not exactly. The play does have a very happy ending. Everything comes together. Everyone gets together, and all the love interests, and it's really happy. So,
right, all the girls marry the pirates, and they're all noblemen who went astray.
Of course,
yeah.
What else would they be?
All right, so Alyssa, you sing in the choir at Las Cruces High, mm-hmm. and you've been in, I assume, other productions, other musicals.
Yes, I do productions at the school. I do productions here. And I've done a few with community theater, but I haven't had a lot of time. So.
And how long have you been with Starlight Children's Theater?
This will be my fifth production in the summer, that I believe.
Okay, so you're a veteran at this point. Excellent. And tell us something that's a particular challenge or delight about playing the role of Mabel.
Well, one of the hardest things is just the enormous amount of singing that the character does. And she sings crazy high operatic arias, and I'm like, oh, I'm 15, okay, do my best. But it has been really fun. I really love doing this theater. It's such a family, and also it's just a good way for kids to really come out of their shells. So it's just a great experience for anyone who wants to do it.
Ginger, don't let her sell herself short. She sings those songs beautifully. Very beautifully.
All right, let's turn to Ginger Scarborough Anderson for a few moments. You founded the Starlight Children's Theater. How
yes.
long has it been in existence?
Since 2007.
So several years. And tell us your purpose in founding this group here in Las Cruces and some of the shows that you've done.
Well, I really, as I began, I realized that children needed more challenge in some of their theater opportunities. And so my motto is that this is a place where children can rise to the occasion. We want to teach them that something that's worth doing is worth doing well. And what we end up with is, at the end of our production, every child has a chance to speak at least one line if they wish one, and that helps them develop personally. And I see their confidence build as we go through our 4 weeks of rehearsals, and the audiences say that these are professional productions that would rival anything they've seen adults do.
Hmm. When do you start rehearsing for the summer production?
We started about 3.5 weeks ago.
Okay, so this is pulled together pretty fast.
Very quickly.
And what are the ages of your
Our
cast?
Youngest are 8, and our oldest this year are 16.
Tell us why you think these Gilbert and Sullivan productions are so enduring. They've just been getting performed for more than 100 years, and everybody loves them.
The melodies just live in your heart. And it's the quick little patter songs that people love, and the very fun comedy that underlies all of the Gilbert and Sullivan shows. I like it for children, too, because it really helps them to develop some literacy skills. I hear their language and the vocabulary that they have really expand as they perform in these productions.
And what about the patter songs? Are those easy or difficult for these very fast-speaking youngsters?
Well, we had a patter song required as an audition piece.
Uh-huh.
And it helped us because it helped the children learn one song in advance. And I was so thrilled when I saw how well they could do.
So, okay, walk us through the process in just a couple of moments. You've got a group of kids who don't have to audition, I assume, to be part of the theater, but then they audition for the special roles. Is that what happens?
Oh, we usually have them audition by invitation.
Okay.
And so it is usually a recommendation because we really need children who are devoted to theater mm-hmm. and devoting to working hard. And then, based on those, we hold auditions to decide what roles. And we invite children who have been past performers to come back, and then we find out how many more roles we have and then open up auditions.
Hmm. And who's the music director?
This year it's Jerry Brink, who also directs Doniana Youth Choir and the Las Cruces High School Choir. And, oh, she has been fabulous. This year she has brought in three-part harmony. We have done even much more extensive choral works than we've ever done before.
Huh. And is she playing the piano? What's your instrumental background to the singing?
We have an accompaniment that we use, an orchestral accompaniment that my son actually orchestrates.
Huh. All right. That's unusual. So it's like it's something electronic that's playing.
He uses music notation software, mm-hmm. and then it is ported into audio.
Huh. Wonderful.
And what that does is it helps the children have something very dependable. When you have these patter songs, you know it's going to be the same every time. So
yeah.
It really helps.
Yeah, interesting. So is the Starlight Children's Theater doing anything during the year, or does it just come together for a summer production?
The summer is our primary big production. I sometimes have one in the fall, and it just depends on how busy we are.
Uh-huh. Tell us about your theater background.
Oh, well, I was in theater since I was 5 years old, and I was always very shy, and so theater helped me learn how to deal with shyness and come out of my shell. And one reason I started Starlight is that I knew children in that situation, and I thought they really need a theater experience. And I looked around town, and I thought, no, they need music. They need the classics. And so that's when I found Gilbert and Sullivan. Sometimes we do Shakespeare. But I want them to have these time-honored classics that when they grow up, they can see that title on the marquee and say, I was in that show once.
Hmm. Let's go back to Alyssa, who's playing the role of Mabel. Alyssa, when did you get started doing theater?
My first production was when I was about 10 years old. So I just saw an ad in the paper, and I was like, oh, I want to do that. So my mom took me to auditions, and there it was.
Okay, and I know you sing during the year. Is this something that you would like to keep doing, maybe professionally?
Yes, that is my dream. Broadway, I want to go there so badly. But it's just got to take the necessary steps to really prepare yourself. I want to go to college. I want to major in musical theater education. But I do want to make a career out of performing, if I can.
Uh-huh. Great. And what's it like for you as a part of this whole crew, watching the whole thing come together in just 3 weeks? Like in school productions, you often have a much longer mm-hmm. prep time. So what's it like to spend your summer? I'm assuming you've spent a lot of hours in these last few weeks.
Mm-hmm. But it's very, how do I put this? It's extremely refreshing to see the kids get so into it. Because, you know, they're all there because they want to be there. They're not doing it because their parents made them try out. They're all there because they want to be. And they're so good. And from the first day, you start getting to know people that are new. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. And so you start getting to know them and you find out more about them. And you see them grow as a performer. And it's just like watching like a morning glory just burst into bloom. It's beautiful because everyone just puts so much work into it. And it just comes together so beautifully, and it's a wonderful thing to watch.
And had you ever seen the Pirates of Penzance before this summer?
I had heard about it because the theater actually did it, one of their first productions, I believe. They did this play, but I had never seen a professional version, I'd listened to it. I have the Dorley Cart recording, the entire opera, but I'd never seen it. So.
And was it fun to read the first time you read it?
Yes, it was very enjoyable.
Yeah, it is a fun, outrageous, sort of silly, but fun plot. Now, I understand, Ginger, maybe you can confirm this, that the title is a little bit double-edged because Gilbert and Sullivan HMS Pinafore had come out before, and a lot of pirate performances were taking place around the United States, and that this was meant to be a little dig at all these companies that were pirating. Do you understand that?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
So they made sure that the first performance was established in the U.S. so that they could maintain their copyright on Pirates of Penzance, so that didn't happen to them.
In the U.S. or in the
In the U.S.
It was here.
It was first performed here.
Oh, so that's sort of backwards from what I thought. I thought it was here that there were all these pirate performances.
Of Pinafore. So they learned after Pinafore.
I see.
We're not going to do that with Penzance.
All right. Well, good. We've got just a couple minutes left, and I understand that we might be getting joined by Heather Hosford. I hope she can come in. She'll get 1 minute or something on the air. So when you're working with children from 8 to 15, tell us some of the joys and the challenges of pulling them together.
It is so fun. It's a huge range of skills and abilities, and many of our children are not experienced actors at all. They're just people who want to learn. And so the little ones, sometimes they're just looking off in every direction. And to then finally see, I saw one of them start singing on stage yesterday. And I said, wow, he remembered to sing. And it was exciting to see that happen. And so
we have just a minute left, but we've been joined by Heather Hosford. Thanks for finding your way here. I know it's been difficult, and NMSU is full of construction right now. Heather, you play the role of Ruth in the Pirates of Penzance. Just tell us in a minute or so what it's been like for you to be in this production.
It's been so great. I just love it. And I'm so glad that I got the role of Ruth, because it's when I read about the show and when I listened to some of the songs, I was like, that's the role that I want to play. And so I was so excited when I got to play that role. And it's been an amazing process. It's been really fun.
Heather, you got to do two performances on these two Saturdays. So what does that mean for young people in a cast?
It means that you have to take care of your body really well, because otherwise you can get really worn out doing that many performances in a row. Yeah. And I think one of the things is that people get excited and they like don't eat or don't sleep or don't drink enough water. And then that ends up kind of making you sick for a performance. And so it's really important to just take care of yourself for that.
So all of you are getting enough sleep and doing the right thing like athletes.
Yeah, that's really important.
yeah, absolutely. We've been talking to Heather Hosford and Alyssa Gose and Ginger Scarborough Anderson. The production is Pirates of Penzance, Friday and Saturday at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Thanks to all of you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.